Although they could identify all 30 of the people that were down there, they charged not a single individual from Pine Ridge with having participated in the firefight. What they wanted to do was drive a wedge between the traditional resistance on the reservation and those people who come in to provide assistance on request from the American Indian Movement. So they charged only three outsiders and ultimately took them to trial. That was Leonard Peltier, Bob Robidoux, Dino Butler. Robidoux and Butler were apprehended first. Peltier had escaped into Canada. He was returned ultimately by the efforts of the RCMP, but at a date late enough that he was tried separately. At the first trial at Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the results are interesting, because all of what I've been talking about in terms of the context of what was going on in Pine Ridge was admitted by the judge in testimony that the jury heard it. The jury heard it confirmed by the director of the FBI himself, which on direct interrogation by William Kunstler couldn't deny it. And all the rhetoric about what AIM was about, he also acknowledged they had no evidentiary basis to make the allegations, and so he withdrew them. The jury heard that as well. The jury heard Bob Robidoux say, basically, I shot both the agents, wounding them mortally, and under these conditions, I would do it again, and ultimately, the jury agreed. The jury said, yes, any reasonable person confronted with this situation, these kinds of actions by the agents on a day in, immersed in the entire context, reign of terror, counterinsurgency repression, mounted by the FBI, would have conducted themselves in the same way, protecting themselves from armed aggression and protecting non-combatant people who were living with them in a tent village on the security compound as well. Foreman of the jury later said, I'd have blown their brains out. Okay. Also said they kept telling us that the AIM people were terrorists. They had all this security around. Ultimately, in the course of the trial, I realized I had much more to fear from the federal agents who were prowling the halls than from either of the men sitting at the table accused of murdering federal agents. Can be instructive, these trials. Okay, so they were acquitted on the basis of having acted reasonably in self-defense. Ipso facto, as they say in court, an all-white middle American jury in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, not exactly a hot spot of radical thought, okay, had determined that no murder had occurred. Neither of the agents were dead. They had not been murdered. Therefore, the FBI and the Justice Department charged Leonard Peltier with murder. Of course, that would be the obvious result. But in order to charge co-defendants, that is more than one person and people other than Peltier at Cedar Rapids, they had to have a certain theory of the crime that was a group activity. But now they've only got one possible defendant left, so they got to have an entirely different theory of the crime. Yeah, they proceeded under a group conspiracy theory of how the agents died against Butler and Robidoux, but Peltier becomes a lone gunman. Now, I would submit to you that the prosecutor could have believed that there was a conspiracy to kill these agents. He would have been a dumb if he believed it, but he could have believed it. Or he could have believed that there was this lone gunman who was responsible for it, but it's the same prosecutor in the same case and the same set of facts, and he couldn't possibly believe both of those things. But he made both presentations against different defendants and ultimately was able to manipulate the evidentiary record to the point where they got Leonard Peltier. Okay, in the process of getting Leonard Peltier, Lynn Crooks, the prosecutor, argued to the jury, in fact, more than argued, he acted out exactly how Peltier had cold-bloodedly, and I mean absolutely cold-bloodedly, the way he portrayed it, executed both of these guys. He went so far as to explain to the jury what was in Peltier's mind as he did it, and to present them with the last words of an agent just before he was shot. The emotionalism of the situation was so intense, apparently, no one in the jury ever got around to asking more than that. No one in the press ever got around to asking exactly how in hell Prosecutor Lynn Crooks could have known what the last words of the agent were, because the only two people present would have been the dead agent and the killer. So unless Lynn Crooks was the killer, this was a total fabrication. No question on the basis of that presentation that he was accusing Leonard Peltier had been the principal, the shooter, the killer, the murderer. And a jury bought it and they convicted him. He was sentenced to boxcars. On appeal 8 years later, Lynn Crooks says, and I quote, "We really have no idea who shot the agents." That's what I meant at the outset when I said, not for anything that anybody, even his prosecutor, has been willing to say they believed he actually did at any point in the last 15 years. Nonetheless, he's still in prison.